Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the big show today, a couple of Gregs, Greg Hahn and Greg Warren, plus the Bigfoot bit, heavy smoke, hotels, and a bear. All coming up right after this.
If you thought the new federal automobile stimulus plan couldn't get any better, well, you just haven't been to Bob Bile Motors.
Hi, friends. Bob Bile here. You gotta stop in today and take advantage of my for clunkers program.
What?
That's right, fellas. You bring in a clunker and you get a.
Hi, guys. If you give Bob a clunker, I'll give you a.
That is the Bob Bile difference.
Wow. And hey, if you trade in on Frantic Fridays, I'll give you a while my roommate in the. And then we both.
Cash for clunkers? Seriously. What are you, some kind of queer?
That's Bob Bile Motors.
We're open late and right on the Miracle Mile. Just look for the giant overinflated right out front, flapping in the breeze.
It's only at Bob Bile Motors.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Great guests in the studio, including the Greg brothers, Greg Hahn and Greg Warren, actually. Talk to the guys in just a second. There's Ace Cosby, that's Chick, that's Christy, there's Josh, I'm Tom. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom program. Josh, you were disputing the use of the term heavy smoke.
Yeah, I don't care for it.
We had a great story about a dog that rescued a Vietnam veteran who was asleep in a home, and the home burned to the ground, but the dog got him out. Very good. From a fire chief.
Yes.
Josh? Heavy smoke is a term we use in the fire service to describe thick, dark smoke that is nearly impossible to breathe in or see through.
Right. I knew what they were getting at.
But, light smoke gives a haze that, although an irritant, can be seen through and breathing is possible.
Okay.
So if you were in the fire department, you'd deny that there was heavy smoke.
Well,
Why don't you go in?
I would get things changed. I'd say we should call this thick smoke as opposed to heavy smoke.
I see. It would be meaningless and at the time.
I'm surprised you're not on my side with this.
No, you're wrong. comedian Greg Warren is here with us, flute man Greg, as he is often called. And you guys were talking off the air about you spend a lot of time in hotels.
Yeah, I heard Greg talking about that earlier on the way in. But as comedians, you know, we stay on the weekends, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Which is terrible because that's when all the groups, the soccer kids, yeah. They just take over the hotel. It's like they live there. Their parents put signs up on the doors. It's like, good luck, Connor. Good luck, Charlie. Good luck, Lincoln. I came home from a show one night, and this is true. They accidentally put a sign up on my door. It said, good luck, coach. For about 5 minutes, I was like, did I agree to coach a soccer team and forget about it? But what I did do is I posted a cut list on the door. The following team members, turn in your uniforms and check out of the hotel immediately. Connor, Link, I knew all their names because they were on the doors, right? You all suck at soccer. Go home. Pick a new activity.
That's true. They take over.
Yeah, they do. They
act like
they
live there. I was just at a hotel last weekend for a charity thing, and all these guys were out front playing. It was great. They were playing touch football, having a great time, running amok in the hotel. It was fun.
No, I like it quiet in the hotel.
Yeah, sure, everybody does.
Yes, that's how we go there.
I think everybody likes it quiet.
That's quiet, yeah. Away from the elevator and the ice machine. Yep. It's like, dude, we got you sleeping in the elevator with the ice machine.
Greg Warren and Greg Hunt, both hanging out with us right now. And now I also know that did you do a cruise, Greg, to Alaska?
Yeah.
I've never done that. How was it?
I recommend going to Alaska.
I'd love to do that.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the cruises. The Caribbean they're nice, but it's just the same cruise. You see, during the cruise, you're just looking at water. But in Alaska, man, the scenery's beautiful. And then, I was up there for like 2 or 3 weeks, and there's hiking, right? Mm-hmm. There's bears, so right. They told me I got to get this bear spray.
Oh,
which it's not like off. Like
it doesn't. Okay.
Yeah, it's just you don't spray yourself to keep the bears away.
Yeah, bear repellent.
If you get attacked, you spray a bear.
You spray the bear.
It's very toxic.
Yeah, and it's like pepper spray, but very very increased pepper spray or whatever, concentrated pepper spray.
Right.
And it was $60.
Wow. Right?
$60. So I walked around for like 2.5 weeks, and there were no bears. And I was reading on the internet that you can't pack that in your luggage. You can't bring it home.
Oh.
It was $60, right? Like, with like a day and a half left, I was like, somebody's getting sprayed. Like, for $60. It's just $60, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got this old lady at the buffet. She was reaching for the honey, very bear-like.
Oh, sure, yeah, that's a
nailer.
Yeah, add some salmon.
I have bears in the news.
Honest mistake.
We have bears in the news?
A brown bear in Alaska has been crowned the winner of this year's Fat Bear Competition, and it's annual competition. Is it Katmai National Park? Have you been there?
No, I'm a rugged indoorsman.
And post images of bears onto their Facebook page and asks users to vote on their favorite. A grandmother bear named Holly beat out 11 other brown bears with 187,000 votes. Wow. The park said in the Facebook post, all hail Holly, whose healthy heft will help her hibernate until the spring.
The brown ones are the scary ones.
Long live the queen of corpulence.
I'm with Chicken. This. How do they know the bear's a grandmother?
I mean, I get the mother part, but
they watch them and track them. Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, they pay attention to that kind of stuff.
Well, it was how.
And is it okay?
It was bacon brown.
Is it okay to call them fat bears?
Well, you don't want to shame them.
Heavy bears.
Because no, I mean, they put the weight on for the winter, right?
Right. So then they shed it after their hibernation's over.
They shed it. Yeah. Yeah.
Shed it.
Okay.
The bears, of course, are in packing on the pounds in preparation for hibernation.
Does a bear shed in the woods?
I hope so.
Is the Pope Catholic?
Yeah, Pope wear a funny hat.
But it's not fat shaming to say that the bears are fattening up. That's okay.
No.
No.
I
don't think it's fat shaming to call somebody fat. It's fat shaming to call them, hey, look at that gross, disgusting fat guy, but
hey,
it's not.
Hey, fatty, you are fat.
But fat is a word that is.
Fatty, fatty, fatty.
Fatty, fatty, 2x4. Hey, whoever heard
hey,
that?
Hey, fatty, you are fat.
I have a question for Greg Warren. When you were in Alaska, I know you mentioned the bear spray.
Yeah.
Are the bugs real bad there? Do they have?
I didn't have a problem at all with
prehistoric
them.
Bugs. You have to spray for.
No, in fact, I don't. It's a rainforest, up there. I didn't have any problem at all with bugs. None.
Oh, did you go on a big hike?
Did
hike all around?
Yeah, hiked all around. That was
yourself, or did you have somebody with you?
Usually by myself. I went with another comic one time. I mean, it's the most beautiful hiking. It was amazing. I went on a whale watching trip.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I mean, it was a.
See any whale?
I did. Well, it was a night whale watching trip, so.
So it was too dark to see him.
They told me there was a lot of them.
Yeah, dude, you should say that.
No, the guy told me it was like for 400. It was like one of the better. He said there was more. I mean, I heard him. I think I heard him. Is this what a whale sounds like? Hey, I'm a whale. Because it sounded like the guy that was charging me the 400.
Sounds
honestly.
Like that was really good. Christy, back to you.
Copyright owners of the Charlie Brown Christmas theme have sued Dollywood in federal court for copyright infringement.
Really?
According to news outlets, the complaint states that the Tennessee theme park used the song without permission in a live Christmas performances back in 2007.
Dollywood says
Los Angeles-based Lee Mendelson Film Productions, which owns the copyright, is asking for $150,000 for every time the song has been used.
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow.
Bobo.
I'm Lee Mendelson.
That may be the best television, made for television music ever.
I love it. Love
it. That Charlie Brown Christmas stuff. Da, that da, is. Da,
da, yep.
Christmas. Who wrote that?
Well, Vince, what is it? What's his last
Giraldi?
Name? Giraldi? Yeah, and the guy you just mentioned. But wouldn't they have, they didn't pay a royalty?
Apparently not.
Yikes.
Wow.
Oh, Dolly's.
It's going to cost him.
Dolly's facing, ironically, 9 to 5.
Oh, man, I love it. I like it.
No, you
didn't,
don't.
You guys didn't care for that?
I do, I do. Yeah. I mean, it would be 5 to 9. But
right, right, right. 5 to 9.
It would. But.
Then the joke wouldn't work.
Exactly.
No, I see what you're saying, Tom.
Greg,
although you
bad.
Could have said, I guess the joke, maybe you could fix it by saying Dolly's looking at 5 to 9. It's the, you know, you could sing it then.
It's 9 to 5.
Hour for lunch.
Okay. I'm right.
He's going to, he's setting his ways on this one.
Oh, yeah. He's going to shove it down our throat. Greg, don't you miss, though, being out? You got to move back to L.A. or New York. Don't you get in the business like me? I'm in the business, man.
I know you are, man.
I got an agent that's happening now.
Yeah, oh, yeah?
I think you can get me on Letterman.
Is that right? Hey, man, I got a little bit of bad news for you, buddy.
I took some acting classes, though. I got it.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of roles I can play.
Yeah. Right.
I can play a zombie with head lice. Uh-huh. I can nail that.
Oh, yeah. All
right. An anesthesiologist, got one arm shorter than the other. But, hey, let's wake him up. Thank you.
Okay, very good.
All right.
If you're a Dolly Parton fan, better news for her. She's going to be featured in a Grand Ole Opry special that will air on NBC next month. Dolly Parton, 50 Years at the Grand Ole Opry, airs November 26th.
Cool.
And features Dierks Bentley, Emmylou Harris, Toby Keith, Hank Williams Jr., a whole list
some
of
music
musicians.
From Peanuts, I believe, too.
I love her.
Dolly going to sing?
Yeah.
You know what? She's a good singer.
I love her voice. I love her
writing.
I love her two boobs.
Or a rodent. She's a good singer.
She's a wonderful human being.
We have another letter.
Oh, boy.
Windbag?
What did I say?
Why you gotta be such a windbag?
Turn that.
Sorry, Josh. If one's vocabulary were sufficient, one would be cognizant that the use of heavy to describe smoke is more than adequate.
Oh, jeez.
The definition of heavy is of great density, thick, or substantial. Josh, please stick to trying to recover from the Toledo incident. Thank you, Larry. Junior Windbag Society President.
You know what? Fair enough. Fair enough. I will,
okay.
I accept that heavy can be used for...
Okay, thank you.
What's
very
a
much.
Toledo incident?
Oh. Well,
I shouldn't bring it up, but Larry did.
Greg was there. I was opening for him.
Oh, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Oh, the plot thickens. We
that
didn't
was a
know
rough
you
gig
were.
For
there
you.
Was a guy.
Rough week, I understand.
Sure there was a guy in the audience just said, wow. Is that right?
Yep.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm. It's not your thing.
The thing is, though, man, it was my fault. I brought him on the road a little too early, and that is not an easy club. And man, he bounced right back. Though we were in Lexington a couple weeks later, and then look at him now.
What happened? Bad set? Was a rough set?
Oh, bad week.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Every set. Yeah.
It's kind of become legendary.
Bad. Yeah.
Yeah. They kept cutting his time.
We've sort of.
he's not kidding. Thursday he was like, hey, I'm gonna do 30 minutes. Sunday night it was no, tight 12.
and then finish busting the table. Okay, I'm sorry. Back to you, Christy.
A real-life Georgia shopping mall that's been featured in the Netflix series Stranger Things is going up for sale.
Oh, my God. Stranger Things and everything connected to it. Over it.
Moonbeam Capital Partners is ready to sell its portion of the long-struggling Gwinnett Place Mall. The mall was so empty that a body had gone unnoticed near the food court for about 2 weeks in 2017.
Oh.
Wow.
All right. I guess the smell of the Cinnabon.
Yeah.
That's Stranger Things. Yeah. See, that's,
Wow. That's scary. What are they going to do with all that? I think... They've got all the infrastructure. They've got plumbing and electricity.
Sure.
And I guess they'll start putting, soccer gyms in them? And
man, they did. And Josh and I's hometown, they tried, the Crestwood Mall. Remember that? We're going to make it into this and this.
They tried art communities.
And then now it's just bulldozing.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. But they tried everything.
Sad. Our malls are
theater spaces, like actual plays and stuff. But no.
Yeah, man,
how about wedding receptions? Stuff like that.
Maybe in some of those anchor stores, sure. But there's room aplenty.
Wow. Yikes.
I'd like to get married.
Chick, you're over the Stranger Things, are you?
Yeah. Everything's on sale on the Nike site if you're looking for Stranger Things.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Green and red things.
Is that Puma?
Yeah. Puma's on sale there on the Nike side.
On the Nike side. Right?
Toys R Us's parent company, True Kids Brands, is teaming up with Target to relaunch ToysRUs.com. The site features product reviews, videos, a buy button that directs you to complete purchases at Target.com.
So
in addition to the site's relaunch, two new Toys R Us stores will open in November as part of a small comeback of the defunct toy chain that filed for bankruptcy and liquidated in March of 2018.
I'm glad Jeffrey's got a gig.
Yeah, he can stop doing porn.
Oh.
That got ugly.
That's rough. Giraffe porn.
He's got one long neck.
Yeah, he can deep throat. Deepest throat you've ever seen. Yeah.
You guys.
Said to John C. Holmes, deeper.
Is that all you got? He can.
Man, oh man.
Is this over yet?
This is the messiest show.
We're
going to
torture
ever.
You, Christy, as long as we can. I'm sorry.
The Dyson Company. Remember what they make?
I love
vacuums.
Them.
That's
great.
Right.
I love that vacuum cleaner.
Well, they're abandoning their electric car project. James Dyson, the founder of the UK-based company, said in an email to employees, the project was shut down because the company, quote, simply can no longer see a way to make it commercially viable. He said it had failed to find a buyer for the project. Dyson had announced plans last year to build the car in Singapore as part of a $3.1 billion investment in new technology globally.
Gotcha.
They're not going to do. They pulled out.
Well, they make those hand dryers in bathrooms.
I love them. Yeah. Love them.
Spray your piss all over yourself.
Well,
what?
You don't have to.
The blade.
I hate them.
Oh, I love the
Dyson. Did you see the research on those things?
Love the Dyson Airblade.
Did you see that?
Mm-mm.
Christy, they just spread germs all over.
Those are the different ones. Those are the ones with the filters in them that have
all
a
of
little
them.
Cone.
All of them.
Hate those. Get paper towels, please.
Yes, I agree. Because paper towels you can also use to wrap around the handle when you open the door to go out.
Right. Yes. This one place I go that has them, what I'd like to do is have the owner of the restaurant, because this particular, they literally go, and that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to wait around and then, I'd like to the owner of the restaurant, I'll be standing there with a plugged-in toaster. Have her use that dryer. Then here, hold this. Okay,
hang on a minute. What are we doing?
Well, what about the employees? Then they probably never wash their hands because they don't have time to
they
stand
just don't
there.
Dry them. They'd wash them.
I can remember. I can remember the first time I saw one of those signs. It said employees must wash hands. And I'm thinking, so they had to put this up because
they weren't.
Somebody wasn't.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Steve Martin had a joke. He goes, I was in a bathroom and the sign said employees must wash hands. I stood there for 30 minutes waiting for somebody to come in.
Genius.
Hey, Josh, man, that's Steve Martin's joke.
Yeah, that's how I feel
fully credited, and I have a wonderful joke, Mr. Martin. Thank you very much, sir.
Why don't you do another bit, Greg?
I've never seen a guy try to cut his friend out at the knees. More
you
than this.
Just did it, the job.
So they were working on their own electric. I didn't know they had an electric car on them.
Yeah,
but
electric car in the works.
I love their vacuum cleaners. I must say, mine goes 75 miles an hour.
Wow. Hello. Yeah, that's...
Your seems, vacuum cleaner?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Wow.
You must have a lot of holes in your walls.
Is Dyson the ball one?
Yeah, they
got that.
They're good. They're good.
A North Carolina man says he found fresh tracks from what he thinks could be a Bigfoot. Joe Scarborough, an electrician, last week said he was working on a home near the Cleveland County town of...
Whatever you're doing, turn it off.
It's the Sasquatch call.
You know,
where's the sledgehammer?
When he says he saw a footprint larger than he figured any human could make.
There you go.
Yeah, but it could be made by a piece of plywood.
Oh, no. This is very compelling evidence, Tom. Look at that photo.
Yeah.
Compelling.
Amazing. Crazy stuff. There he is again.
Yeah. He says he needs more information, though, before he's willing to say it's a supernatural finding.
Sure.
But he's going to continue to look for more evidence.
Okay.
Wow.
Thank you, sir, for your
thank you. I appreciate
for all you're doing
it.
Out there.
That's case closed.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, not quite. But,
you don't think so?
No, but it's...
You and your brother put your underpants back on and keep drinking the whiskey.
Are you a Bigfoot guy, Josh?
Oh, sure, yeah.
For real?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Really?
Yeah.
Sasquatch guy?
Yeah.
Wait a second. I just realized we're in the presence of the Bigfoot hunter right over there, you know.
Yeah. Oh, Greg Warren. I've heard that bit ad nauseum.
Yeah. I can't wait to hear it again live.
What is this, a bit?
No, it's not. Not anymore. No, Chicken Josh. They ruined that bit.
One of the
you know how I feel, Warren.
One of the touchstones of this show.
Yes. Yeah.
You don't have your tracking map. You don't have blah, 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 blah.
Well, now you just go ahead and give the bit away. What a jerk.
I have a question.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.